Personality quizzes. 1. Free seats on a bus. You are about to get on a bus for a trip. Which of the following seats will you choose to sit on? A. Front seat on the driver's side. B. Back seat on the driver's side. C. Front seat on the entrance side. D. Back seat on the entrance side. Results. A. You are keen to know others' matters. Besides, you choose the front seat, it means you are energetic and always lead the team. You will always tell your team where to go, and you will be dissatisfied if you do not get to lead the team. That's why others leave this job to you. B. You can take care of all members in the group very well. You make sure that everybody gets his or her plates during mealtime. You act like a caring mother all the time. C. As you choose to sit on the front, you are quick-witted and will always have gags to make people laugh or have questions for them to think. If you are absent, all members will be bored. D. You are more concerned with yourself rather than with others. Superficially, you are a quiet and imaginative person. As you choose to sit at the back, you can converse with your friends, although you do not talk a lot. 2. What do you steal? There is an abandoned house in the middle of a jungle. As the door is unlocked, you can sneak into the house and find no one home. If you can steal something from the house, what will you take? A. Plate with a picture on it. B. Map and a compass. C. Beautifully designed knife. D. Ornaments. Results. A. You are proud of yourself. You may be so proud of yourself that you forget to listen to your friends' stories. Check out whether you like to use words that hurt others' feelings, such as, "That is not beautiful at all," or "fat like a pig." No matter how close you are, you have to be considerate to your friends' feelings. B. A map and a compass are a sign of seriousness. However, you often forget the time and place for your appointment with friends, which bores them. So don't mix up your schedule and recheck it in order to follow the schedule exactly. C. A knife is a sign of masculinity. You like to attract the attention from others. This may lead to conflict with your friends. D. Ornaments signify harmony. You are likely to have a habit of criticizing. You tend to talk in such a way that you are always right, such as, "It is not like that," or "I'm not wrong." You should learn to say something like, "I'm sorry."